This morning on WCHL, winter weather whipping its way from the west, and we're on a winter storm watch beginning Wednesday. New teachers in North Carolina got a nearly $5,000 bump in salary over the next 2 years. But what about those already teaching? Town of Chapel Hill says there's a right price for some historic buildings.
We can't just hold on to things for nostalgia's sake.
And as the filing period opens, County Commissioner Chair Barry Jacobs says he's in for one more go.
There are a number of things that need to be addressed, especially with the way that the government is changing at the state level.
These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together in championship sports. Carolina Duke Week tipped off with a big win for the women in Durham last night. Now all eyes on the men's contest in less than 48 hours. And
some wacky stats around the latest renewal of Carolina Duke.
That's today in Art Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
33 degrees in Chapel Hill, 32 in Carborough, 31 in Hillsboro. Cloudy today, and it's going to be cloudy all day today. Slight chance of snow this afternoon. Highs in the mid-30s. Not going to be a great day, but compared to tomorrow, it's balmy and beautiful. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-20s, and then the real problems begin tomorrow, and they are going to last, or the lingering after effects are going to last at least for the entire rest of the week. 7:08 here at WCHL. I'm Aaron Keck filling in today for Ron Stutz. National Weather Service meteorologist Ryan Ellis says not to expect winter weather here in the southern part of heaven until tomorrow, but then it could get ugly. I spoke with him last hour.
Today should be pretty benign if you're in the Chapel Hill area and even into the Triangle, but if you're traveling south this morning and into the early afternoon, southern portions of the state could see up to 1 to 3 inches of snow as you get closer to the South Carolina border, and a more of a mixed bag of precipitation if you're traveling down towards the coast in the Wilmington area. You'll see a lull in precipitation this afternoon and this evening, and then the main winter storm comes in overnight tonight into tomorrow morning, where the Triangle could see anywhere on the low end to a couple inches of snow all the way up to 4 inches of snow, followed by what could be the real dangerous factor, a quarter of an inch of ice or so after that into Wednesday night and into Thursday morning.
So what's our time frame on this? The heavier snow is going to fall earlier in the day on Wednesday, and then it changes over into freezing rain after that?
Yeah, you got it. The snow will be first. So Wednesday morning, expect pretty much all snow. And as we get into the afternoon hours and then into the early evening, first you'll see a transition from snow to most likely sleet. And then as temperatures continue to warm, you may see a freezing rain scenario late in the day. And if you're far enough east, out towards the coastal plain and towards the coast, you may actually see a full changeover to rain before the end of this event.
Is 4 inches of snow likely, or are we looking more at 2?
I think that's really a question that's still up in the air at this point. If you're at western portions of the Triangle, so Chapel Hill probably has more of a chance at that 4 inches than, say, if you're over in Raleigh or East Raleigh.
And then the sort of looking ahead to better times question, when can we expect all of this to be out of our hair?
Well, the storm itself will be out of the area most likely on Thursday, but that doesn't mean road conditions are going to be any better for Friday. Depending on how much ice accumulation we do get, that could stick around for a little while. Although we will have some help in the fact that by Friday afternoon, temperatures will warm up into the mid-40s, and that's a lot different from the last winter storm we saw when those really cold temperatures stuck around for a few days afterwards.
Once again, that was National Weather Service meteorologist Ryan Ellis. You can get the complete forecast on our website, chapelborough.com. Chapel Hill Town Council may be ready to part with some historic town properties if the right buyer can be found. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend was at last night's meeting of the council.
Town council members say it might be time to hand over a Chapel Hill landmark to a new owner.
We can't just hold on to things for nostalgia's sake.
That's Maria Palmer talking about the building at 523 East Franklin Street that formerly housed the Chapel Hill Public Library. Although it's a striking example of modernist architecture and a repository of town history, the main floor of the building has been empty since 2010, as the town lacks the funds needed to perform extensive maintenance on the aging structure. With that in mind, the council voted unanimously last night to partner with Preservation North Carolina to identify potential buyers for the site. The property at 523 East Franklin is under a conservation easement, meaning any new owner would be prohibited from demolishing the building or altering its appearance. Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt said the right buyer would respect the property's unique history.
I think the value there is that the building itself stays and that we preserve its architecture and its place and that we find someone who can take care of it.
Council members were less comfortable with the concept of selling the old town hall building at the corner of Columbia and West Rosemary. Here's Lee Storrow.
For that building, I think I'm going to have a really hard time, even with a preservation easement, even with working with Preservation North Carolina, and giving up a public building like that that is smack dab in the middle of our downtown.
The old town hall was constructed in 1938 and has been listed on the National Register for Historic Places since 1990. It's currently occupied by the IFC for use as a men's shelter and community kitchen. Once the IFC relocates to a new building on Homestead Road, the town must decide what to do with the property. Staffers estimate it would cost at least $2.5 million to renovate the space for municipal use. But council members balked at the idea of selling it, instead suggesting a range of possible uses, including grocery store, innovation hub, or nonprofit center. By a unanimous vote, the council asked the town manager to explore all possible options for the old town hall building. And Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt stressed that neither property would be changing hands anytime soon.
I hope everybody knows that's not a commitment to sell. That's authorization to talk.
Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
That was last night's meeting of the town council. Tonight, Carrboro Aldermen will be meeting to discuss a recent ban on parking in public lots after 3 a.m. The rule, which essentially closes public parking lots from 3 to 5 in the morning, was put in place this summer in response to complaints about downtown parking overflowing into residential areas. But some on the board worry the rule change could prompt bar patrons to drive after drinking in order to avoid a possible parking ticket. In addition to revisiting the late-night parking ban, board members will also review progress toward a comprehensive downtown parking master plan. That board meeting is at 7:30 tonight in Carrboro at Town Hall. County commissioners will be meeting tonight at a work session to discuss the timing of a possible bond referendum. Orange County leaders are considering a $100 million bond package to fund school and county construction projects, but board members are split on whether it should go on the ballot in November of this year or next. In order to appear on the ballot this year, county commissioners and the school boards would need to come up with a final list of projects by early June. Some say that's too soon to plan major renovations for the county's aging schools. But others worry if the board opts to wait until next year, countywide voter turnout may be low. It's an off year. Only municipal races will appear on the ballot. Commissioners will consider both timelines when the board meets at the Southern Human Services Center at 7 o'clock tonight. Speaking of elections, filing period got underway yesterday for local and state elections. Orange County Board of Commissioners Chair Barry Jacobs says he's decided to seek re-election to make sure the changing of the guard runs smoothly.
I thought about it. I had not intended to do so, but there are a number of things that need to be addressed, especially with the way that the government is changing at the state level, and also the tremendous turnover in Orange County government.
New faces will include four first-term commissioners, a new county manager, and a new sheriff as well.
I will serve as a bridge between the people who came before me, who upheld a lot of the values and policies that we hold important, and hopefully be able to bring those forward before I step aside.
Longtime Orange County Commissioner Alice Gordon announced she won't be seeking re-election, prompting Chapel Hill Carrboro School Board Vice Chair Mia Burrows to seek the seat representing District 1. Bingham resident Mark Markopoulos says he'll challenge incumbent Earl McKee for the District 2 seat, representing rural Orange County. Barry Jacobs holds an at-large seat. Bonnie Hauser is challenging him. Jacobs was first elected to the board in 1998. He was re-elected in 2002, 2006, and 2010. He says the number one one thing the board and the county need to focus on going forward is remembering the issues that are at the county's foundation.
We need to protect what's important to us as the General Assembly tries to attack it, whether that's education or the environment or helping those who are least able to help themselves, whether it's the unemployed or people who are on food stamps or people who are just trying to make ends meet.
Filing period underway yesterday. It runs through Friday, February 28th. Number of people have already filed to run. Very, very exciting race for Orange County Sheriff. Three people have already officially put their names in the hat. Larry Fawcett, Buddy Parker, and Andy Cagle. There are others who have indicated that they're going to file to run for sheriff as well. Of course, Bonnie Hauser, Barry Jacobs taking each other on for that at-large seat on the Board of County Commissioners. For information on filing locations and other details, you can find this story on our website, chapelborough.com. It's 7:16. And that brings us directly to traffic and weather together. This traffic report brought to you by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Now joining us again in the studio with traffic, here is Rand Northam.
Thank you, Aaron. We're seeing a slowdown on NC-54 heading eastbound right now. Moderate to heavy delays between Barbie Chapel Road and I-40. Otherwise, things are moving fairly smoothly. I-40 seeing smooth traffic. The Durham Freeway, 15501 for the most part, maybe a little slowdown between Manning Drive and NC-54 heading northbound. MLK, Franklin Street moving smoothly. Also, Estes Drive heading eastbound between NC-86, that's MLK and Franklin Street. Just minor to moderate delays possible there. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, turning now to your weather report. This one brought to you by Tobacco Road Sports Cafe at East 54, where you can register to win UNC Duke tickets by liking them on their Facebook page. Enter now for a chance to win and also check out other special offers from Tobacco Road Sports Cafe. Great place at East 54. Well, it's 32 degrees in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, 31 degrees in Hillsboro. Not going to be a great day today, but relatively speaking, it might be the best day of the week. Cloudy skies, a slight chance of snow this afternoon, but if we get any at all, it won't be much. Highs will be in the mid-30s, so it will be quite chilly, but again, it's only going to get colder and snowier for the next couple days after that. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the mid-20s, and then the bad stuff really comes in tomorrow. I've already mentioned we've got a winter storm watch in effect from late tonight at midnight through Thursday afternoon at 6. Now to that, the Weather Service, the National Weather Service, has added a winter storm warning in effect for the Triangle from 9 a.m. tomorrow, that's Wednesday, all the way through 6 p.m. on Thursday. Again, as you heard from National Weather Service meteorologist Ryan Ellis, we're expected to get a couple of inches of snow, at least as much as 4 here in Orange County tomorrow throughout the day, especially in the afternoon. And then on top of that, the possibility of a quarter of an inch of ice added to it as the snow changes over into sleet, freezing rain, wintry mix late in the day and into Wednesday night. Highs tomorrow are going to be around 30, 2 to 4 inches of snow, some ice on top of that when we get the change over to sleet, freezing rain. Overnight lows in the upper 20s. And then Thursday, it's still going to be kind of nasty. It won't be quite as bad as Wednesday, but we'll still have cloudy skies, highs in the mid-30s, snow and freezing rain likely in the morning, chance of snow in the afternoon as well. Could see a little bit more accumulation on top of that. 60% chance of precipitation on Thursday. It does get better by Friday. Highs around 40 with partly cloudy skies, but then the weather picks up on Saturday and Sunday. We'll be in the lower 50s by Sunday, but it won't be until the end of the weekend that we'll see all of the precipitation melt away. Until then, we'll have to deal with some frozen precipitation on the road. So enjoy today while you can. Come tomorrow. It's going to get pretty bad. 7:20 here at WCHL Studios. Time now For WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you this hour by Landscape Logic. Duke week began with a bang last night. Thrilling 89-78 victory over Duke. Carolina women's basketball improved to 18-6 on the season and 6-4 in conference play. With the loss, the Blue Devils dropped to 22-3 on the season, 9-2 in the ACC. Great win for the Carolina women. WCHL's Matt Oakes has details.
Cameron is just historically just a tough place to play in. So, I mean, I didn't expect it any less tonight. But what I was surprised at was at the fact that I didn't really care. And it didn't bother me a one bit. And I'm proud of myself for having that mental toughness. And it didn't seem to bother the rest of the team either. And so, you know, I'm just really proud of our mental toughness tonight.
That was freshman Diamond DeShields following her team's determined victory at Cameron Indoor Stadium Monday night. The number 17 Tar Heels toppled number 3 Duke despite some questionable foul calls that had associate head coach Andrew Calder and many of the Carolina players all fired up. But it was a statement game for DeShields. The steely freshman, displaying maturity beyond her years, simply would not be denied on this night, putting up a career-best 30 points and delivering a determined effort to lead the scrappy Tar Heels to the victory. Coach Calder says he was proud of the heart displayed by his team in a hostile road atmosphere.
You know, in the end, the players did it. They got together and said, you know what, we're going to make a statement. We're going to make that statement tonight. And we showed our pride as being Tar Heels tonight. And they did a tremendous job.
Carolina shot out to a quick 6-2 lead and never gave up the advantage the remainder of the night, despite the late runs by Duke to close within 4 points in the second half. After the game, DeShields, Alicia Gray, who posted 24 points of her own, and Coach Calder credited inspirational speeches by both head coach Sylvia Hatchell and UNC women's soccer coach Anson Dorrance on Sunday for giving the team the edge they needed to pull off the upset.
I want to thank Coach Hatchell again. Gave us a motivational speech, and Coach Anson Dorrance, who spoke to the team yesterday with a tremendous speech, also was really inspiring for everyone.
Coach Dorrance emphasized self-discipline, competitive fire, and self-belief, and it really seemed to pay off for Carolina in the Duke matchup. DeShields says the remarks had a big impact on her personally.
And that's all I was thinking about in the game, you know, just trying to stay steady and stay composed. That was a part of my growth, and I couldn't thank him enough for doing that, because he didn't have to. And like I said, he just put a lot of things in perspective, and it's something that I'll carry on with me for the rest of my life.
Duke's Elizabeth Williams had an impressive showing with 28 points, but it wasn't enough to overcome the Tar Heels on this night. Carolina snapped a 7-game losing streak to Duke and claimed its first win since 2008 at Cameron. Next up for the Tar Heels is a Thursday night meeting with Pittsburgh in Chapel Hill. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
And the Tar Heel women's basketball team had dropped to number 17 in the AP poll this week following a loss last week to Georgia Tech, so they could move up, certainly. This week. Latest college basketball rankings released yesterday for both the men and the women. Duke checked in at number 3 nationally, so that win last night was a nice upset for the Tar Heels. As for the men, UNC still unranked despite a 5-game winning streak. Duke up 3 slots this week to number 8. And those two teams will meet tomorrow night, snow or no snow, at least according to the current forecast. 9 p.m. tip-off in primetime in the Smith Center against Duke. One of the keys to the game tomorrow will be how the Tar Heels fare from the free throw line. Head coach Roy Williams says he was pleased with James Michael McAdoo, how he improved from the free throw stripe in the Notre Dame victory last weekend.
I never get too high or too low about free throws because there's always another day. We keep working on them every day, but I think that James Michael, 6-for-6, had to make him feel better. It made his gray-haired old coach feel better, so hopefully his mom and dad and me are the ones that sit over there and we're saying prayers and doing everything. But that was good.
McAdoo says the success of the team ultimately comes down to the defensive pressure applied to their opponents, though, more than free throw shooting. Sophomore Marcus Page agrees, saying that the Tar Heels' defense has helped the offense recently.
Aside from the effort, which we've talked about a lot, you know, just increasing our activity and effort on defense, we've been working a lot on guarding the ball and staying in front of the ball so we don't have to have guys help. And I think the fact that we've done a better job doing that has allowed our defense to be a little more successful, so guys aren't always in scrambles and rotations, and guys are just defending the ball better. So that's definitely helped.
Tar Heels taking a 5-game winning streak into this contest with the Blue Devils. Coach Williams says he's hesitant to predict the future success of the team, but he says mentally it's important to build off the momentum.
You know, and I've said before, the more you make, the more you make. It's in golf, the more putts you make, the more you make. I'm not saying that I don't like this, but I'm sure Zach Dickens not going to say, oh, we're going to win the next 26 because we won 5 games in a row. But I like the way we're doing some things, and I think the kids have gotten more confident, and I think that's a huge part of it.
Carolina Duke tomorrow night at 9. We've got it for you right here on WCHL. It'll be televised nationally on ESPN. Other UNC news, North Carolina has filled its coaching staff in the football team by hiring Keith Heckendorf to coach quarterbacks and Larry Porter to coach running backs. The school announced those hirings late last night. Heckendorf spent the last 3 seasons at North Carolina as a player development assistant. Porter is a former head coach at Memphis who spent the past season at Texas and also coached running backs at Arizona State. It's 7:26, keeping things going with Chansky.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Some wacky stats around the latest renewal of Carolina Duke. This is our Chansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. Going into Wednesday night's game at the Smith Center, Duke has won 7 of the last 9 meetings with the Tar Heels and 10 of the last 15 in Chapel Hill. Yet UNC has had a more productive last 10 years, winning 2 national championships and reaching 3 Final Fours, and also finishing first in the ACC 6 times. Duke doesn't come close to matching that except for winning the ACC tournament almost every year and that one NCAA title in 2010. This will mark the 3rd straight game against Duke that Carolina has entered unranked, which has not happened since the Matt Doherty disaster. The Heels are also trying to avoid a 3-game losing streak to the Blue Bellies for the first time since Ole Roy's first 3 tries back in the saddle. Williams did win the next 7 out of 9 against Duke, thanks to a guy named Tyler renaming Hansbrough Indoor Stadium for 4 straight years. Duke has been ranked forever since Mike Krzyzewski came back from a bad back after going back-to-back and back in the Final Four for a remarkable 7th time in 9 years in the late 80s and early 90s. That's when Dean Smith had ranked teams for 30 years until he retired. So put all that into the Cuisinart and you come up with this little ditty for you youngins. The last time Duke and Carolina played and neither team was ranked was in 1960 when the clubs were coached by men named Bubas and McGuire. This renewal matches the best 3-point shooting team in the ACC versus the best 3-point defending team. Guess who's who? So once again, it could come down to how many bombs the Blue Devils make, and please don't rip our hearts out again by nailing one at the buzzer. That was 2 years ago, and the Dukies got off the bus last season making trays as they blew out the Heels on the senior night for, guess who, Dexter Strickland. Now there's a trivia question for you. Actually, Carolina leads in ACC-only games in many more stats than does Duke, like rebounding and rebounding margin, assists and steals. So this game could very well come down to defense and inside play rather than it being a laser show from outside. If the firm of Kennedy Meeks, James, Johnson, and McAdoo can lay down the law in the paint against Emile Jefferson and Plumlee 3, we could have one big snowball fight on Franklin Street come midnight. This is our Chansky. See ya.
The Kennedy Dental Group has relocated to brand new offices in the former WCHL building at the bottom of East Franklin Street. For more than 20 years, the Kennedy Dental Group has established an unbeatable standard of diagnosis, treatment, and dental care for patients. Doctors Jeff Kennedy, Richard Wagner, and Leland Webb have more than 100 years of experience and continue to be recognized locally in the best dentist category. Visit their brand new offices at 1721 East Franklin Street or go to KennedyDentalGroup.com.
This is Mark Vitale, CEO of All About Insurance. We're looking to add key people to our organization. Professionals in financial services and life insurance. Experience in those fields is necessary. We also have positions in outside sales to help build our commercial insurance enterprise. Experience there is a plus, but not required if you have a college degree. Compensation is very competitive. You will be well-trained and income possibilities are unlimited. Call Bill Astor, our president, at 919-616-3074, and Bill will put you in touch with me immediately.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Simply Tungsten. It's 80% off a $249 tungsten carbide ring, available now for $49. Tungsten carbide rings are twice as hard as steel, 4 times harder than titanium, and virtually unable to scratch. For decades, tungsten carbide has been used in mining, aerospace, and other industries that have required a metal that is extremely hard and long-lasting. Don't miss out on the chance to own one of these classic yet durable rings. It's 80% off from Simply Tungsten. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This weather report is brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off of I-40 at the 751 exit. 32 degrees and cloudy in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, 31 in Hillsboro. Winter storm watch in effect from tonight at midnight until Thursday afternoon at 6. Now to that, the Weather Service has added a winter storm warning. That takes effect at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning and runs also through Thursday at 6. Cloudy skies today, highs in the mid-30s, slight chance of snow in the afternoon. If we get any at all, it won't be much. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the mid-20s. What we really have to worry about is tomorrow. Cloudy skies, snow all day, mainly in the afternoon, changing over to freezing rain at night. By the end of the day, we'll have 2 to 4 inches of snow, possibly closer to 4 than 2 in the western part of the triangle, and ice on top of that. More on that in just a minute.
CBS News Special, I'm Dave Barrett.
My goodness!
The biggest childhood star, Shirley Temple, has died in California, age 85. CBS's Steve Futterman.
The optimistic.
Shirley Temple films had a common theme. There would always be someone out to get Shirley. In Bright Eyes, her arch enemy was portrayed by Jane Withers.
I asked Santa Claus to bring me a doll. Santa Claus? Puh, there ain't any Santa Claus.
There is two.
There is not, because my psychoanalyst told me.
At the end of Shirley Temple films, there was always resolution. In The Little Princess, Shirley tearfully reunites with her father.
Oh, Daddy. You
oh, my God.
It was a formula that worked.
In 1935, she tap danced with Bill Bojangles Robinson in The Littlest Rebel. At age 21, she retired from movies, later became a diplomat and U.S. chief of protocol. She had a drink named after her, the Shirley Temple. Ginger ale, grenadine, and a maraschino cherry. CBS News Special Report, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Breadman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Breadman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL News, talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
732 here at WCHL, Aaron Keck with you on the Tuesday morning news, filling in for Ron Stutz for one more day. National Weather Service meteorologist Ryan Ellis says, don't expect any winter weather here in Orange County until tomorrow, but then it could get ugly. I spoke with him earlier this morning.
Today should be pretty benign if you're in the Chapel Hill area and even into the Triangle, but if you're traveling south this morning and into the early afternoon, southern portions of the state could see up to 1 to 3 inches of snow as you get closer to the South Carolina border, and a more of a mixed bag of precipitation if you're traveling down towards the coast in the Wilmington area. You'll see a lull in precipitation this afternoon and this evening, and then the main winter storm comes in overnight tonight into tomorrow morning, where the triangle could see anywhere on the low end to a couple inches of snow all the way up to 4 inches of snow, followed by what could be the real dangerous factor of quarter of an inch of ice or so after that into Wednesday night and into Thursday morning.
So what's our time frame on this? The heavier snow is going to fall earlier in the day on Wednesday, and then it changes over into freezing rain after that?
Yeah, you got it. The snow will be first, so Wednesday morning expect pretty much all snow, and as we get into the afternoon hours and then into the early evening, first you'll see a transition from snow to most likely sleet, and then as temperatures continue to warm, you may see a freezing rain scenario late in the day, and if you're far enough east, out towards the coastal plain and towards the coast, you may actually see a full changeover to rain before the end of this event.
Is 4 inches of snow likely, or are we looking more at 2?
I think that's really a question that's still up in the air at this point. If you're at western portions of the triangle, so Chapel Hill probably has more of a chance at that 4 inches than, say, if you're over in Raleigh or East Raleigh.
And then the sort of looking ahead to better times question, when can we expect all of this to be out of our hair?
Well, the storm itself will be out of the area most likely on Thursday, but that doesn't mean road conditions are going to be any better for Friday. Depending on how much ice accumulation we do get, that could stick around for a little while. Although we will have some help in the fact that by Friday afternoon, temperatures will warm up into the mid-40s, and that's a lot different from the last winter storm we saw when those really cold temperatures stuck around for a few days afterwards.
Once again, that was National Weather Service meteorologist Ryan Ellis. We'll have a full look at weather coming up again in about 10 minutes, and you can get the complete forecast on our website, chapelboro.com. Turning now to political news, the North Carolina Democratic Party chairman says he'll name a new interim executive director later this week, and it appears former national NAACP leader Benjamin Chavis is his choice. This according to the Associated Press. Party chair Randy Voller, former Pittsburgh mayor, told fellow Democrats yesterday he'll announce a replacement tomorrow for fired Robert Dempsey. Party first vice chair Patsy Kiever says in an interview that Voller told her Sunday it was his plan to hire Chavis as the new executive director. Voller declined to comment yesterday when asked about that. He said any replacement would be an interim choice and need the approval of the party's executive council to become permanent. Governor Pat McCrory, meanwhile, and other state leaders announced a plan yesterday to increase starting teacher salaries nearly 14% in the next 2 years. No immediate increase, though, is mentioned for teaching professionals already in place. This year, starting teacher pay will increase $2,200 to $33,000. Next year, an additional $2,000 will be added, taking salaries up to $35,000. That, at least, according to the plan that was announced. Supplemental pay for teachers who completed their coursework for their master's degrees has been extended up until July 1st of 2013 as well. No discussion, though, of raising teacher salaries for those who are just getting their start. The announcement to raise teacher salaries in the next 2 years was made at Governor McCrory's former high school, Ragsdale. Lieutenant Governor Dan Forrest was in attendance, along with a couple other GOP leaders, Senate Leader Phil Berger and House Speaker Tom Tillis. More North Carolina high school students are doing advanced work, and more of them are getting college credit by passing a broadly watched test. The New York-based College Board said in a report on Tuesday, earlier today, that 31% of North Carolina's high school graduates in 2013 took an AP test during high school. That's up from 24% a decade earlier. About 19% of graduates scored high enough on the test last year to earn college credit. North Carolina's increase from 15% earning credit a decade earlier was one of the smallest jumps in the county. The College Board says 17 states exceeded the national average of graduates scoring high enough to earn a college credit. North Carolina coming in at just slightly below the national average. We were 18th on that list. All right, turning now to news around town. The Owosso Board is inviting you to come ask questions and comment on their draft strategic plan at a meeting on Thursday of this week, February 13th at 7 p.m. in the Owosso Building on Jones Ferry Road. We'll keep an eye on that and see if there's any postponements. Of course, we're getting some snow on Wednesday. No changes to the schedule yet, though. You can send your comments and questions via email or by letter or fax. You can read the draft strategic plan or get contact information by visiting this news around town page on our website, chapelboro.com. Chapel Hill Town Government, meanwhile, is moving out of Town Hall, part of it at least, and temporarily. Renovations are about to begin at Town Hall to repair the damage from last year's flood and make some other layout changes to improve customer service. In the meantime, the mayor's office has moved to the Chapel Hill Public Library, along with the office of the town manager and seven other town staffers. Everyone will move back into Town Hall when the renovations are finished. Town Council chambers are expected to reopen in September. Other building areas will be addressed in phases after that. For the complete list of town officials who have moved their offices to the library, visit our website, chapelboro.com. Once again, this weekend, the campus organization V-Day Carolina is staging a bilingual production of Eve Ensler's The Vagina Monologues to benefit the Orange County Rape Crisis Center. Shows run from Friday, February 14th through Sunday, the 16th, at Haynes Auditorium. They'll do two shows each on Friday and Saturday, one in English and one in Spanish. You can buy tickets at Union Box Office, over the phone, or online. For ticket information, visit vdaycarolina.web.unc.edu. It's 7:39.
March Madness isn't here yet, but Chapelboro.com already has a bracket just for you. We're looking for the best restaurant in the area. Every Thursday, you can vote on a new round of matchups as we go from 64 of the area's favorite restaurants down through a Sweet 16, Elite 8, and a Final Four until we crown a Chowdown champion. And you can be a winner, too. Each week, we're giving away gift cards to local eateries just for casting your votes. So head to Chapelboro.com today to vote in the best of bracket and help us find your favorite restaurant. Thanks to everyone who registered for the 4th Annual Healthiest You Challenge presented by UNC Healthcare. The 64 chosen challengers will embark on the 6-week weight loss challenge will be announced soon. And don't forget to tune in on Tuesday, February 11th from 6:30 to 7 p.m. We'll be broadcasting the kickoff event live at UNC Wellness Center at Metamont. Thanks to our sponsors, UNC Healthcare, UNC Wellness Centers at Metamont and in Cary, Massage Envy Spa, South Point, Chimneys Plus and Gutter Solutions, UPS stores in Chapel Hill North, Fordham and Metamont, and Massage Envy Spa Eastgate.
You hear all that texting? That's the sound of you wisely choosing Diamonds Direct for her Valentine gift this year. She took a picture of what you gave her and sent it to all her friends. A ringing endorsement of just how great you are. Guys, this Valentine's, send her the right message with a beautiful piece of jewelry from Diamonds Direct. We've put together our best ever selection of romantic, timeless gifts starting at around $200. Earrings, pendants, pearls, colored gemstones, new fashion jewelry from Tacori and other famous designers. This Valentine's, skip the candy and the flowers. Give her something of lasting value and something that shows how much you really love her from Diamonds Direct. Oh, and the best part about her sharing her Diamonds Direct Valentine's gift on social media is when she puts her phone on silent. Diamonds Direct Crabtree, outside Crabtree Valley Mall, official jewelers of the Carolina Panthers and the Carolina Hurricanes.
Take the family to Dickie's for a family night or pick up a family pack on your way home because you just don't want to cook. Call ahead and we will have it ready for you. Dickie's, where kids always eat free on Sunday and everyone gets free ice cream every day. With 8 juicy hickory smoked meats, choose from pulled pork, chicken, ribs, brisket, and more. Add home-style sides and you will have a special night that is tasty and affordable. Dickie's, located in Durham off Mount Moriah Road, also in Cary and downtown Raleigh. See Dickies.com for details.
7:42, Aaron Keck here on the Morning News, filling in for Ron Stutz today. UNC, a reminder, is testing its emergency sirens today between noon and 1 p.m., so listen out for that. The test was originally set to take place last month, but got postponed because of the snow that hit the area. You'll hear the sirens today if you're on campus, downtown, or near the Friday Center or Carolina North. The purpose is to test the Alert Carolina system. UNC will also send a text message to about 50,000 cell phones registered by students, faculty, and staff. Once again, 7:42, and joining us here in the studio, Mr. Rand Northam with a black shirt and matching tie today, talking about what's going on the website, chapelboro.com. Rand, good morning.
Very good morning to you, Aaron, and hopefully we won't have to push back those sirens again today.
Yeah,
it looks like
yeah.
We'll be okay as far as
we'll
today
be okay
goes.
Today, and that's kind of about it, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, hopefully we won't hear any sirens tomorrow.
The Duke game is tomorrow. We'll look forward to
that's
that.
That's true.
We won't look forward to the snow. I had this weird experience yesterday. Some of you out there, and I think you know that I am a closet Duke fan and have been for a while, but I was looking on the website chapelboro.com for an update. We had friends over last night, so I didn't get a chance to follow the game. I looked online and I saw that Carolina had won, and my first reaction was, oh, cool, awesome. And then I caught myself, I'm like, oh, I'm turning to the dark side. I've been working here too long. So it's happening. It's happening out there.
That's right.
Yeah. Duke, sooner or later.
Carolina Duke Week version one, and a good start to it for Carolina.
Definitely.
Last night.
It'll
Big be
upset
interesting.
Too.
Yeah, for sure. Especially as far as rankings go now. Mm-hmm. I think that 3-game losing streak kind of skewed the rankings just because I don't think they are a number 17 ranked team.
Yeah, definitely not.
For sure. But a very young team, and that'll do it.
Yep.
Tomorrow's winter weather could certainly cause some problems for that, though. We'll see not even bad traffic, but worse traffic because there'll be so many people trying to travel through the snow to the Duke Carolina game.
And it's funny, we were just talking with Art Chansky earlier this week for a run up to the Maryland game, and he was talking about the game, what was it, 14 years ago, where it snowed so
That's
badly.
Right.
for that game that the UNC just threw open the Dean Dome and said, come on in, and a whole bunch of students came in and swarmed the Dean Dome, and it was this amazing atmosphere, and I don't know if it's going to be quite that bad for the Duke game.
That is the reason they moved students so close to the court for that snow game itself. So any winter weather updates will be available on our website, chapelboro.com, including closings, cancellations, delays of schools, businesses, organizations, local, close by. So be sure to stay tuned to chapelboro.com for that. We'll have it here on WCHL as well. And we'll continue to update the forecast as that information comes in from the National Weather Service. Follow us on Twitter as well, at WCHL, at Chapelboro. And then, of course, around the Duke Carolina game at WCHL Sports as well. In our lifestyle section, Richard Ellington writes about how Orange County came to be. He's got a really neat photograph of the old counties of North Carolina. Of course, there's 100 of them now. In this photo, there were just a handful, probably between 10 and 20 maybe. And it was pretty neat because it was more easterly based. And the two most western counties, I think it was Rowan and Anson, maybe, and they just kind of trickled off to the west. So once,
interesting.
You know, as far as the current North Carolina outline is concerned. So
I'm going to have to check that one out. I haven't got a chance to
read it yet. It's very neat. Also, Mark Barroso talks about the last rites, and rites spelled W-R-I-T-E-S. He's talking about helping his mother-in-law write her obituary. So a very touching story there. In our photo galleries, CLAWS, which rescues wildlife in the area, a great organization, was at the Century Center, and a lot of great photos of kids getting to see a lot of animals, different wildlife. So when you put kids and pets and animals together, of course, you get some great photos.
It's a great photo gallery.
That's right. Susan Murray took that and captured all those for you, and you can find that and much more available on our website, chapelboro.com, with instantly live streaming on an app for that.
All right. Thank you so much. And stick around for 90 seconds because we'll be doing our traffic report in just a minute. 7:46, we'll be right back with traffic and weather together next.
Meet the brokers at Weaver Street Realty. Bill Mullen and Don Basnight are both native Chapel Hillians who've seen our community through a half century of changes. Their advice is gold. Louise Barnum moves easily from muddy boots to city shoes in her pursuit to meet her clients' needs. Jay Parker is the broker in charge, having developed a loyal client base in 30 years of business. Gary Phillips and Clayton Nell are the oldest and youngest members of the team, combining experience and intelligence to bring a fresh perspective to every situation. Check them all out at WeaverStreetRealty.com.
Spring rains and tree blossoms are coming. Hello, I'm Charlie Quayle of locally owned Gutter Solutions, urging you to invest in the long-term value of your home with gutters that work. That's right. Keep the water moving away from your foundation, doors, and windows with the help of our exclusive Gorilla Guard gutter covers that keep your gutters working guaranteed. Find Gutter Solutions and Gorilla Guard gutter covers on the web at chimneysplusgutters.com. That's chimneysplusgutters.com.
March Madness isn't here yet, but chapelboro.com already has a bracket just for you. We're looking for the best restaurant in the area. Every Thursday, you can vote on a new round of matchups as we go from 64 of the area's favorite restaurants down through a Sweet 16, Elite 8, and a Final Four until we crown a Chowdown champion. And you can be a winner, too. Each week, we're giving away gift cards to local eateries just for casting your votes. So head to chapelboro.com today to vote in the best of bracket and help us find your favorite restaurant.
7:48, this traffic report is brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers, good to go. Now with traffic once again, Rand Northam.
Thank you, Aaron. Things are slowing down on the roadways. That is unfortunate news. 15501 northbound between NC 86 and NC 54, seeing minor to moderate delays. 15501 southbound between Garrett Road and Ephesus Church Road, seeing delays. That's through the I-40 interchange, just minor to moderate delays there as well. NC-54 heading eastbound between Barbie Chapel Road and I-40, seeing some delays right now, minor to moderate there as well. And Estes Drive heading eastbound between NC-86 and 15501, seeing delays. Franklin Street getting a little heavy right now between Estes Drive and downtown Chapel Hill. right down to Columbia, and that is heading towards Chapel Hill, so towards downtown. Be on the lookout for that. Otherwise, things moving smoothly. I-40 is moving smoothly right now. That's good news. We'll continue to keep an eye on it. Hope you will as well, especially if you're driving, of course. 919-967-8363 is the number to call if you want to be a WCHL Road Warrior. You can also tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And keeping things going with your weather report, this one brought to you by WCHL Championship Sports. Don't miss a special rebroadcast of Roy Williams Live tonight at 8 p.m. leading up to the big game against Duke tomorrow night. Special time of the year, North Carolina versus Duke, and nobody's got you covered like WCHL. It is 30 degrees in Chapel Hill now, 31 in Carrboro and Hillsboro. Winter storm watch in effect for tomorrow from midnight until Thursday at 6 p.m. On top of that, the Weather Service has now added a winter storm warning. That takes effect at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning and runs again through Thursday at 6. It's not going to be a nice day. Cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-30s. Not great, but certainly better than we'll see tomorrow. We'll have a slight chance of snow this afternoon. Not enough to cause any accumulation. All of that is for tomorrow. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the mid-20s. Then tomorrow, cloudy skies, highs around 30. Snow all day, mainly in the afternoon. 2 to 4 inches of snow expected. Closer to 4 than 2 for us here in Orange County. So we are going to see quite a bit. And then on top of that, we've got some sleet and freezing rain coming in the evening. Another quarter of an inch of ice possible on top of the snow. Another chance of snow on Thursday before things begin to clear up later in the week, but it's going to be a while before it does. It's 7:50, and that means it's time for Dr. Wayne Pond's Word of the Day. And joining us serendipitously by phone is the man himself, Dr. Wayne Pond. Good morning.
Serendipitously.
That's the word, right?
Throwing those adverbs around here,
yes,
pal.
Yes, yes.
Too early in the day for that.
It's never too early in the day.
All right. Well, Aaron, I got a dandy for you this morning.
Right.
The word of the day is concatenate. Concatenate. This is the kind of word, one of these, I don't know, maybe not a 50-cent term, perhaps worth a quarter. You hear now and again, and you think you kind of know what it means, but you're not exactly certain. Concatenate, C-O-N-C-A-T-E-N-A-T-E. C is in cat, C-O-N. C-A-T-E-N-A-T-E, concatenate. According to the wordsmith, here's a lovely little word that comes to us from Latin roots.
It's when a bunch of felines get together, right?
Nah, cut that out. you don't remember that line, do you? Who said, now cut that out? We'll save that for another day.
Yeah.
All right.
I used to know that one, actually, and I've forgotten.
Concatenate. All right. It's a verb, as I've been implying,
yes,
sneakily here. Surround is going round and round this word here. To link together in a series or chain. Concatenate. It also has a kind of sort of application to the way poetry works and sounds.
Okay.
But again, we will not pursue that ugly path this morning. So all right.
C-O-N-C-A-T-E-N-A-T-E, is that it?
Let me give it to you again.
Yeah.
C is in cat, C-O-N-C-A-T-E-N-A-T-E, concatenate.
All right.
So link together in a series or chain, just exactly what you and Ron Stutz do every morning so skillfully with all of those conflicting, disparate elements of the radio station. Huh?
We do give it a shot. All right, thank you so much, Wayne.
All right, pal, talk to you in the morning. I hope Ron's feeling better. Take care.
All right, take care. Again, that word, concatenate, C-O-N-C-A-T-E-N-A-T-E, to link together in a series or a chain. Remember that word, the spelling, and the definition will give you a chance to call in. Next hour, give us word, spelling, definition. You can win a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Wayne Pond's Word of the Day, brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? All right, time now for the clean joke of the day. And joining us here in the studio in lieu of Lauren Stafford is the lovely and talented Rand Northam. Good morning once again.
Not quite as lovely and not quite as talented.
Well, you don't have the rainbow in your hair that
That's
Lauren
true.
Does.
So, that is true.
Yeah. You do have a black shirt with matching tie, which I don't think Lauren's going to come in with.
So. I don't think so. Yeah. We'll see.
Although if she does, that would be pretty stylish.
We've had some twin spotting.
We have had a lot of similar get-ups, but I don't know.
I doubt that she and I will pull
probably
off,
not. So. Probably. Well, a man can dream. Yeah. Anyway.
Well, I'll try to fill in for her today, at least with the laughs. This man in a Ford Granada pulls up next to a guy in a Rolls Royce at a stop sign. Their windows are open, and he yells at the guy in the Rolls, "Hey, you got a telephone in there?" The guy in the Rolls says, "Yes, of course I do. I got one too, see?" "Uh-huh, yes, that's very nice." Then the man in the Granada says, "You got a fax machine?" "Why, actually, yes, I do. I do too, see? It's right here." "Uh-huh." The light is just about to turn green, and the guy in the Granada says, "So, do you have a double bed in back there?" And the guy in the Rolls says, "No, do you?" "Yep, got my double bed right in back here, see?" The light turns, and the man in the Granada takes off. Well, the guy in the Rolls is not about to be one up, so he goes immediately to a customizing shop and orders them to put a double bed in the back of his car. About 2 weeks later, the job is finally done, and he picks up his car and drives all over town looking for the Granada. He finally finds it parked alongside the road, so he pulls up his Rolls next to it. The windows of the Granada are all fogged up, and he feels a little awkward about it, but he gets out of the newly modified Rolls and taps on the foggy window of the Granada. The man in the Granada finally opens the window a crack and peeks out. The guy in the Rolls says, "Hey, remember me?" "Yeah, yeah, I remember you. What's up?" "Check this out. I got a double bed installed in my Rolls." And the man in the Granada says, "You got me out of the shower to tell me that?" Thought I was going somewhere else, didn't you?
That was good. That was good. Although I couldn't get the Grey Poupon commercial out of my head the whole time. "Do you have a cell phone?" "But of course." Oh, it's a good one. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
What I like about Diamonds Direct the most is that Diamonds Direct is truly a diamond importer.
Paul Tacourian, president of Tacourian, the most sought-after engagement rings in America, talking about Diamonds Direct.
They have the largest selection of diamonds that you're going to find anywhere, and they have a huge selection of designer engagement rings.
And that selection, says Paul, is critical for guys.
Guys are going to spend a lot of money on a ring, and 70% of women don't like the engagement ring that they have because it's just a plain, generic ring. They want something that's beautiful, unique, and differentiates them from everyone. Else.
Diamonds Direct is proud to be a Tacori Platinum Partner with handcrafted unique designer rings, unbeatable value, and a world-class shopping experience.
Every single person that works in this store, when you come in, you'll see, has such a great passion for helping and informing the customers. What makes Diamonds Direct unique amongst all retailers across North America is that they truly have the largest selection of diamonds that they directly import. And they have every single designer under the sun that you can imagine in their store.
Diamonds Direct Crabtree, outside Crabtree Valley Mall across from Fleming's, official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Simply Tungsten. It's 80% off a $249 tungsten carbide ring available now for $49. Tungsten carbide rings are twice as hard as steel, four times harder than titanium, and virtually unable to scratch. For decades, tungsten carbide has been used in mining, aerospace, and other industries that have required a metal that is extremely hard and long-lasting. Don't miss out on the chance to own one of these classic yet durable rings. It's 80% off from Simply Tungsten. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the morning news with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
7:57 here at WCHL. Aaron Keck again filling in for Ron Stutz for one more day here on the WCHL morning news. It is going to be a nasty week weather-wise, but it's a busy week in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and a lot of events going on, snow or no snow. North Carolina Comedy Arts Festival for another 5 days, of course, and then the big event at the Smith Center tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Tar Heels taking on the Duke Blue Devils. Number 8 in the nation, Duke is right now. The Tar Heel women already got things started up in Cameron Indoor yesterday, pulling off an upset over the number 3 of Blue Devil women. Tar Heel men looking to do the same thing in the Smith Center tomorrow night at 9 p.m. It will happen one way or the other. Be careful getting to the game if you're going, but it's going to be a great one nonetheless. regardless of the weather, as always. Speaking of which, this weather report is brought to you by Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruiser's. Good to go. 30 degrees in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Hillsboro. Cloudy skies all over. We've got a winter storm warning that's going to take effect at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning and run until 6 p.m. on Thursday. Today's not going to be too bad. It's not going to be great, but certainly better than it will be Wednesday, Thursday. Cloudy skies today, highs in the mid-30s. Slight chance of snow this afternoon, but if we get any, it won't be much. The accumulation will come tomorrow. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the mid-20s. Then it gets worse. On Wednesday, cloudy skies all day, snow mainly in the afternoon, upwards of 2 to 4 inches right now, according to the forecast. And it looks like here in the western part of the triangle will be closer to 4 than 2. I know that's bad news, but there you go. Cold with highs around 30. And then Wednesday night, temperatures hanging in the upper 20s, possibly about a quarter of an inch of ice on top of the snow. A little bit more snow on Thursday as well before all is said and done.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Carolina basketball.
Alley-oop to McAdoo!
On 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Remembering a child star for the ages.
I wear a dress of silver lace, they'll call me Princess Curly.
Shirley Temple.
I think I was the luckiest child in America.
South braces for winter blitz.
This is one of the larger events we've had in a number of years.
Deadly security gap.
There needs to be essentially a Google alert.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. In the dark days of the Great Depression, she was America's sweetheart.
On the gold ship, lollipop, it's
Shirley Temple, the curly-haired icon from the early years of film, has died in California at 85.
And the mo' crackers in my soup.
There was never a child star as big as Shirley Temple.
Gosh, oh gee, but I have fun.
In the 1930s, she was perhaps the biggest movie star in the world, and she helped lift America's spirits during one of its most difficult times. Author Robert Windler.
She got the country.